They have like a one clear-cut definition of human rights. If it is about people abusing each other's rights, well, that is a very unfortunate scenario which will happen in any society. But from my understanding, the government instead in Zimbabwe protects the human rights of people. That is why there are so many laws that guarantee that people should have freedom of association, you know, and all sorts of things where their rights are guaranteed.
But can you say those laws are being followed? Because people complain mostly about police brutality and partisan food distribution by the government.
In fact, the government obeys its laws, the laws that they make. People complaining of police brutality, that is a thing that has to be investigated, because the police don't make laws. They are out there to enforce them. In some instances, people choose not to follow the laws. Like, for instance, they are supposed to notify the police if they intend to hold a public demonstration. And people don't do that. And then on the issue of ZANU-PF not giving people food, that has to be really understood. If whatever that food is about is from ZANU-PF, is a partisan thing, then expect that non-ZANU-PF people will not benefit. But if it's a government thing, then you would expect to hear that ZANU-PF people are not giving out food. But the government intervenes mostly when there are areas like declared that they are in much trouble, in much need for food. But in most cases, the government only supplies orders mealy meal so that private millers can supply food adequately on the market.